Just as many Americans are having to rebalance their checkbooks, the U.S. government has to rebalance its books. The federal government went from a projected surplus of several trillion dollars just over a year ago to a multi-billion dollar deficit this year, and expectations are it will stay that way for some years to come. We asked former Congressional Budget Office Director Robert Reichauer to explain how the country's budget outlook could change so quickly. Reichauer says the president's 10-year tax cut and a slumping economy are hurting revenues, but government spending is also pushing us toward larger deficits.
What we're seeing is a complete collapse of fiscal discipline that while all members of Congress are concerned about the deficit, they're more concerned about political security, about maintaining their seats and their party's control of the House or the Senate. And they are very reluctant, therefore, to cut spending, apply any kind of restraint to the programs. And so we're likely to see a very big boost in spending in the first full year of the Bush administration, which, of course, came in committed to holding down the growth of spending.
But to be fair, that happens before every election where people are reluctant to give up any kind of program because it may turn out to be beneficial to their reelections.
It does, but over the course of the last decade and a half, we've had the specter of the deficit holding down spending or political gridlock, keeping Congress from running amok. And it seems with 9/11, that has all gone by the board.
How much of a blip is this? I mean, is it a blip? Is this something short-term that's simply related to September 11th, or is this something that's going to have ramifications for longer-term budget projections?
Well, the economy will recover, and that will do a lot to help the budget situation, but not enough probably to get us back into balance or a surplus, in large measure because the spending, both associated with September 11th and with the other measures that Congress is likely to pass and the president's likely to approve will be just too much.
So I'm just a little confused with all these factors causing this kind of uncertainty. How do you make a 10-year projection that you can have any kind of confidence in?
Well, what recent history has shown us is that we should take all of these projections with more than a grain of salt. Recently as a year ago, we were projecting these huge surpluses. Now we're projecting modest deficits or balanced budget. What we can talk about is what the budget looks like over the course of the next year. But when we go out much beyond 2 or 3 years, we're really providing an educated guess. And when we look out 10 years, we're providing some kind of rough guidance to policymakers, which really should be telling them, be careful, don't make commitments into the future that you can't reverse and reverse easily without political consequences.
What about in the shorter term? Is the president still possibly able to make his commitment of balancing the budget by 2005?
That's what the policy suggests. I think there's very little likelihood that we will see a balanced budget by 2005. The underlying economic conditions and the political pressures to increase spending are such that it would be almost impossible for that to come about, barring some tremendous surge in the economy. We really have to have some humility here because, of course, we didn't see the boom that we enjoyed between 1998 and 2000 when we looked forward back in 1997. Conceivably, something like that could happen again, but I doubt it.
Robert Reichauer is former director of the Congressional Budget Office and now is president of the Urban Institute. Thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.